The Island of the Nine Whirlpools by Edith Nesbit, read by Emma Gregory. The dark arch that led to the witch's cave was hung with a black and yellow fringe of live snakes. As the queen went in, keeping carefully in the middle of the arch, all the snakes lifted their wicked flat heads and stared at her with their wicked yellow eyes. You know, it is not good manners to stare, even at royalty, except, of course, for cats. And the snakes had been so badly brought up that they even put their tongues out at the poor lady. Nasty, thin, sharp tongues they were, too. Now, the queen's husband was, of course, the king. And besides being a king, he was an enchanter, and considered to be quite at the top of his profession, so he was very wise. And he knew that when kings and queens want children, the queen always goes to see a witch. So he gave the queen the witch's address, and the queen called on her, though she was very frightened and did not like it at all. The witch was sitting by a fire of sticks, stirring something bubbly in a shiny copper cauldron.
"What do you want, my dear?" she said to the queen.
"Oh, if you please," said the queen, "I want a baby, a very nice one. We don't want any expense spared. My husband said..."
"Oh, yes," said the witch. "I know all about him. And so you want a child. Do you know it'll bring you sorrow?"
"It will bring me joy first," said the queen.
"Great sorrow," said the witch.
"Greater joy," said the queen.
Then the witch said,
"Well, have it your own way. I suppose it's as much as your place is worth to go back."